RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
So, to Goldback, the world's first physical interchangeable currency made of 24-karat gold that can be used for transactions of all sizes. Goldback was developed following a vivid dream by Jeremy Corden. He became interested in the precious metals, the world of precious metals, as a very young adult after watching a video series by Mike Maloney, which is called The Hidden Secrets of Money, in which Maloney draws attention to the fundamental flaws in the US monetary system, concluding gold is money and always has been. So the founder of Goldback Incorporated beams in now from the United States. Jeremy Corden, thanks for coming on our show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here.
I'm really curious, this vivid dream, can you describe that, explain that?
Yeah, this is back in early 2019, and I was running a crypto company where we were trying to make a digital form of gold, because that was a way to, you know, split gold really small, is to do it digitally. But we've been working with this company called Valorum, and they did gold bills, and I had this dream where, well, we had tried to like figure out how to combine the cryptocurrency with these gold bills and to have wallet, you know, ID numbers on these gold bills. And we're trying to figure out how to have gold in a vault and then some gold in the bill. And the dream was interesting because, you know, I was at this farmer's market and, you know, people were they were exchanging bills that were made of gold, but they were also giving change in them. So the whole thing was just gold bills. All the value is in these gold bills. And I woke up and I thought, oh my goodness, like what if we can get all the gold in the bills? Then it's just like cash. Then we've turned gold essentially into cash, and there's no third party anywhere. So that's what it was.
So the history of trying to make gold, you know, coins and exchangeable currency in a physical space, because that's what you're talking about, right?
Right.
Has always been a problem. It involves other metals being mixed in to create the value, et cetera, or the scale of value. So I'm imagining this. I can, like you say, go to the farmer's market, because we have them here as well, and buy my stuff and essentially pay with gold like I could never pay with gold before.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So we've got, you know, the smallest gold back is worth about $5. And later this year, well, I guess early beginning of next year, we're coming out with a half gold back, which is worth, you know, closer to $2.50. So very small, very, very fractional gold. And you're right. I mean, in the past, if you go back 100 years or 50 years or even 2000 years, you could never do that with gold. You had to have copper and you had to have silver. Right. I mean, those were kind of the other two metals to have a functioning metal currency. And, you know, now that's so hard to do. A lot of these people that want to return to the gold standard, it's like, well, are you also going to return to the silver and copper standard? Because today we use 99% of our copper in industry. Are you going to find alternatives for that copper so you can use it in coins?
Yeah. Reinvent the wheel.
Well, I mean, today we use 80% of our silver in industry. Yeah. Only 20% of silver is used in investments. There's not enough silver at the current prices, anywhere near enough silver to use in money. But it used to be that most silver was available for money, right? It's like, hey, we mine silver. We don't know what else to do. We mine copper. We don't know what else to do. Let's just make it money. And now you don't really have copper and silver available at those levels anymore. So Goldback, it skips the need for having copper and silver. If you went back 100 years ago, a single Goldback would be worth 4 pennies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not replacing silver. It's replacing copper as a monetary metal.
So these can be multiple versions using the same idea of currencies for what? Specific areas, geographical areas, rather than just having one, you know, item of currency for everybody? Is that how that works?
Yeah. So the Goldback, it's been a state-by-state project in the U.S. We had 5 states. We're launching Florida right now, which is a state that's big enough you've probably heard about it.
Been there many times. Yeah.
Sure. Well, Florida's an 8-piece series. You know, we've got 8 different denominations, including the half. And they're all interchangeable. So if you have a 1 gold back, it's a 10 gold back has 10 times the amount of gold. It's 10 times the price. You can actually make change with these things. But people are taking these and they're using them all over the place. You know, we thought that they'd just be used in these 5 or 6 states, but you know, it turns out that gold has value just about everywhere. So they've made their way around.
What is fifth generation vacuum deposition technology?
So have you ever seen Oakley sunglasses?
Yeah.
Okay. That's vacuum deposition. So vacuum deposition, it's this big machine. Yeah, there's no air in it, right? It's a vacuum. And you have a target. It's a 50-pound slate of gold, and it's getting hit with plasma and creating this cloud of gold as you roll a polymer through it. And, wow. You know, they use it for diabetic test strips. That's how they get gold in microchips. That's how they get gold in windows. So this is a very, very high-end, fancy version of that technology. Because every gold back, it's basically a sandwich where you have polymer on one side, gold in the middle, and polymer on the other to protect the gold. And all the gold that you see on a gold back is, you know, it's like you're looking through a window at the gold.
Getting to the use of technology to do that, what kind of journey was that? You'd have to look around, post the vivid dream. You'd have to look around to see what technology was there to actually make this possible.
So here's,
right?
Here's what's so funny. This technology had been around for almost 10 years before gold back.
Yep.
And I met the woman that designed the first machine that made the first gold backs. And I asked her, I said, well, why would you build this, you know, multi-million dollar machine? You know, because before gold back, they kind of made these novelty products, you know, these kind of one-off expensive thing. We brought the cost of the gold back way down. It used to be, you know, you're paying a 500 or 600% premium to get gold that small. And we got that premium under 100%. So no one's ever done that with hyperfractional gold. We have the cheapest hyperfractional gold ever. But backing up, I asked this lady why she did that. And it's so funny that you say that, because she said, well, I had this dream 10 years ago.
Another one. Yeah, wow.
I had this dream 10 years ago, and there's this lady. And this lady was by the side of the road, and it was raining, and it was dark. And, you know, my impression in the dream was that something was wrong in the economy. Something was wrong with the money. She couldn't just pay for a taxi to get to the hospital, and she had to go to the hospital. But here she flags this car down, and she hands them what looks like this golden Willy Wonka ticket, you know, to pay to go to this hospital so she can, you know, get to where she needs to go. And she woke up, and the lady's an engineer. She says, well, that was really interesting. Okay, how would I make one of those?
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, someday someone's going to need this. You know, if the money doesn't work, if the money fails, and you can trade with gold that's cash-like, that solves all your problems. So she went to work on that machine, a multi-million dollar, she probably took a bigger leap of faith than I did. You know, I'm a much later pioneer, you know, to the space in that sense.
Yeah, and that's really fascinating. What happens when the gold price varies though, goes up or down? Does the currency track that, or do you just lessen the mix of gold in the formulation of the coins?
Yeah, the gold back isn't pegged to the US dollar. It's more like a Bitcoin. It's its own thing. So a gold back is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. So as the gold value goes up, the value of the gold back goes up in dollars.
Okay.
So, you know, we started at $2 a gold back, and now those same gold backs are about, you know, $5.30.
So, okay, I'm buying something, and let's say it's $10 of produce, right? Like you're at the farmer's market again. Yet the denominations that I would use to get to that purchase price to pay that, in the meantime, gold has gone up from my last visit, let's say. Do you open up a wallet or something in front of the retailer, the seller, to show them what I'm going to pay you and how it's equivalent to the price you're asking?
Yeah. I mean, there's a calculator on goldback.com. And, you know, we really ought to add a drop down for foreign currencies just so everyone can use this thing. But you might say, okay, well, I owe you $10. and I'm going to pay you two gold backs and they're worth $10.60. So here's two gold backs and you owe me 60 cents. And that's it.
So you get change, but a change comes back. And that could be in regular quarters.
Regular quarters, whatever. So that's how a lot of people do it, you know, just so you're not rounding.
So you can, this is where I'm getting excited, you can basically disconnect from the existing cash system, but still have cash.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and it's so funny because a lot of the people that are so worried about, you know, central bank digital currencies, you know, they're using other central bank products like cash. So it's like, okay, well, if you don't like fiat currency, you don't have to use fiat currency. There's other options now.
Mm-hmm. And no one's going to say no because it's gold.
The acceptance rate, you know, when we started this thing, I was hoping that we could get 5 to 10% of business owners that just really understood on board. And we're finding that about half of small business owners are willing to take payment in gold.
Right. And word gets around as well.
Why wouldn't you do that as a small business owner? The alternative is to get an inflationary currency as payment.
I was looking at some of the social media. There's a lot of talk about it. I don't like to use the word hype, but there's always hype. And sometimes it's generated by other people. We like to generate it ourselves if we're doing something like this. But what's the hype been like? What's the talk been like? What have you been hearing since the launch? I think back in Las Vegas in 2019.
You know, some people, they get it immediately. You know, they look at it and they say, oh my gosh, you fixed money and you guys are geniuses. And
I think that's me, Jeremy. I think that's
me. They get it. It's just like, hey, this is the best thing ever, you know, like, and why doesn't everybody know about this? This is better than Bitcoin because you can hold it and there's not like some 40-digit wallet and a 40-digit password. You can never, you know, this is just so convenient and so easy. And, you know, they get it and they get very excited and they want to get involved. And you know, there's this other group of people. It's funny, the people that have opposed the gold back the most, they're people within the precious metal space. Yeah. And you know, they've been taught for 50 years or 40 years or however long that the best way to buy gold is to go for, you know, buy it at spot or to buy it at 1% above, but any premium is, you know, money in the fire. And, you know, you really just want to own all your gold at spot. Well, when you introduce a 1/1000th of an ounce gold product, there's cost to that. And they don't see that I've got the cost from 600% to 100%. And it's, you know, just over $1 a unit, you know, to manufacture these things. They just see a product with 100% premium and they say, oh, well, half your money's in the fire immediately. But how can you judge gold back that way when everything in your house doesn't cost the value of the materials? I mean, you imagine if you bought your car for the melt value.
Yeah.
You know, or like you go to the steak restaurant and you say, okay, well, what's a cow sell for? You know,
You wouldn't be going to the restaurant.
No, I mean, like that's not how you're going to buy your steak at the restaurant. Because when you add value and you add labor to material, it adds value and you have to pay for that. Now, it so happens that when the gold price of gold doubled, the price of the gold back doubled too. So it tracks and that premium sticks, the value sticks. But all these same people that complain about it, you know, these precious metals people that complain about it, they're using cash. They're using central bank products instead of gold for their purchases, which is, you know, kind of too bad. So I've kind of got those two reactions. Some people get it immediately. Other people, they have a hard time paying anything other than melt for gold. And they just, you know, they're not getting it. But the average person, people that aren't in the precious metal space, they're being introduced to gold. And we've introduced millions of people to gold for the first time. And they get it almost immediately. And kids get it almost immediately. They look at it and they say,
okay,
gold.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They want it, you know, and they, you know, they want to use it.
I'm thinking about our situation all the way down here in New Zealand relative to you. We've got a lot of gold in the ground here. We've got a lot of gold. And most of it has not been mined because we haven't seriously done it, you know, and there are environmental considerations, et cetera. But I'm thinking we have a lot of gold that we can pull out of the ground and we could have this form of currency as well, couldn't we? And that would be backed again by not just everyone having confidence in paper, but backed by a physical thing that we have in the ground that has the intrinsic value. It kind of makes sense for a country like ours with the resources that we have to kind of get into this space.
You could. I mean, you absolutely could. And, you know, I mean, the gold is in the gold back. You know, we're going to be launching a lot more gold back series, you know, all over the United States. We're going to be moving a lot faster. And we're going to be creating a path where people can sponsor gold back series where they live. And it might be, you know, you live in New Zealand, it would take you 100,000 gold backs. That's about $500,000. And give us a year and we'll have a New Zealand series and we'll help you figure out how to sign up businesses and, you know, use it out there if there's a demand for it out there.
How do you see this ultimately evolving, Jeremy? How far could this go globally?
There's enough gold today at central banks and held as private investment, that if we were to convert it into gold backs, there would be more than enough gold backs to replace every form of physical cash in every country in the world.
So you explained earlier how it's put together, and I think you've got an example you can hold up, and I'll describe it for the listeners. Some might see this on, you know, social shorts, but for those listening on our radio right now, it looks like a note, but it's stronger and tougher, as you explained before. All right. Okay. So it fits in a wallet. Will it fold okay?
Fits in a wallet. You can fold it.
Yeah. Wow. I think I'm looking at the future of currency right now, folks.
One gold back.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Gee. Do you feel like you've cracked it?
I think so. I mean, the biggest threat that we've had to the company, in my mind, has always been hostile regulators.
Yeah. Protecting
and really
patches.
Well, any startup, anyone doing anything creative will say the same thing. I'm doing this creative thing. It's going to, you know, change a lot of things. I really hope I don't get hostile regulators, right? Mm. You know, because I can have some competitor that pays off the right guy that they've been working with for 20 years and they sneak this thing into some bill. And then I get a knock on the door from, you know, some three-letter agency, you know, and they want to, you know, shut down what I'm doing. And for the last 5 years, you know, that hasn't happened. And now with what's happening in the United States with this election, you know, we're looking to change the culture around regulation. So we're going to be a lot more aggressive in growing this thing.
Oh, so timing's actually good for you.
The timing's been very good.
Yeah.
Now we can launch far more gold backs. You know, we did one new series a year. Now I think we could do many series a year.
What's the value of gold backs in circulation right now?
About 100 and the last month and a half ago is about $170 million.
Okay. All right. Well, that dream you had, eh? That worked out well.
It's been a really wild ride.
Yeah. Fascinating hearing about it, Jeremy. I think I've got it in an instant, and I think our audience will as well. It's an incredible development, actually, just sort of processing the whole thing. Fantastic to hear from you talking about it. Thank you for coming on.
No, thank you. I'll have to send you some samples.
Could I spend them? Probably could. Yeah.
You probably could. Yeah, you can spend them and then talk about it on your show, see how it goes.
Yeah, well, let's try that, shall we?
Okay. Yeah, I'll send you a bunch.
Yeah, enough for a steak.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's see how we go. Jeremy Corden, who is the founder and CEO of Goldback, creator of the world's first physical gold for small and large transactions. Wow. Oh, if people want to find out more online, Jeremy, where do you suggest they go? Where's the best stop?
Goldback.com.
All right. Thanks for coming on. And I'm fascinated to see how this goes. And one day I could say, I spoke to the guy who thought of that. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.